The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool?
Everybody, and welcome to Cycle 2.0 of my brother, and me. I'm Justin McElroy, an oldest brother.
I'm Travis McElroy, and I'm your middlest brother.
I'm Chaz McElroy, your baby.
We had to rebrand Griffin. We're trying to pull in a different demographic.
It's Cycle 2.0. 250 episodes was season one, and now this is Cycle 2.0 of my brother, and me. A new chapter begins today.
Justin, it's actually now it's Powerade Presents My Brother, My
Sorry,
Brother.
Sorry, you're right. I forgot. Powerade Presents My Brother, and Me, Cycle 2.0. And boys are in the house, but that's been the situation for a while. Trav, what are some of the big changes you think coming in Cycle 2.0 of My Brother, and Me?
Well, we added a talking dog.
We should point out, I am the talking dog, Chaz.
A talking dog named
we
Chaz.
We had to
McElroy.
Really rebrand Griffin, like...
We sat the focus group down for 250 hours. Mm-hmm. They were in our house for like 6 weeks. It was miserable. They ate all of my Doritos. And they said, the only feedback they gave us was, A, you need a long-lasting, refreshing corporate sponsorship. And Travis immediately was like, Powerade! And he called up his people at Powerade. And then they were like, of course we're on board. One thing we're going to need, though, is it too late to introduce a talking dog? And also, we're not crazy about the youngest one. And then we said, two birds, one stone. I got elective dog surgery on my whole body. They basically cut my whole body off and replaced it with all where there were human parts. They took each human part, replaced it with a dog part. And then I was like, okay, I'm Griffin the dog. And then the focus group was like, oh, we've made a terrible mistake. Is it too late to reverse the surgery? Also, are we married to the name Griffin? And I said, I guess not. But yes, on the reversing the surgery thing. I'm a dog
for life.
He'd already
thrown away his body.
You can do a full body replacement once. But any more than that, and you're just playing God. Anyway, long story short, I can't stop eating my own asshole.
So here's I have promises. I want to make promises to the audience in Cycle 2.0, my brother, and me. One, the stunts are going to get wetter. Two, the challenges are going to get bigger and wilder. Three, four new judges that will be revealed as the season progresses.
Oh, man, these are going to be some juicy stunts.
These are going to be our wettest stunts yet. Like, really wild challenges, wet stunts all throughout.
But look at it this way. Listening to it from home, stunts are going to be so wet, you're going to have moist ears. You're going to have the moistest ears.
We talked to the focus group, and they were like, you got to drop the quiz section from the show. You got to drop the quiz segment. It's where all of your viewers tune out. Mm-hmm. And so we're dropping those. It's all stunts now, all challenge games, and all trust activities.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to do a lot of team-building exercises in Cycle 2.0.
Going to take me to a low ropes course. I am going to have trouble with it because of my new short dog legs.
We actually are doing this episode, Griffin's blindfolded, and Justin's giving him directions to get around the jokes. So it's the kind of thing we're bringing.
Really though? Isn't that how it's always been?
Basically, yeah. Listen, let's get to the advice. That's one of the things in Cycle 2.0 is enough of this kind of thing.
But it's going to be, just so you're prepared, advice, stunt, then two advices, then two stunts, and so on until we've gone for an hour.
Physical challenge.
Right. Well, that's only if Travis lies. If Travis ever lies, we have to do a physical challenge. Yeah. It's going to be very confusing for 250 episodes, but then by 501, we're going to be on some new shit. Maybe I'll get my man body back.
I real quick wanted to say happy birthday to my wife, Teresa, and I will miss her very much since the producers cut her from the show.
Yeah, she's out now.
But I loved her. I loved her with the time we had. And happy birthday.
Maybe you'll get remarried. This is maybe that'll be part of the
twist.
Reboot.
That'll be a twist.
Mm-hmm. No, she's already started dating George Lopez on his show. So
well, she's dating him on the pilot. We'll see if he gets picked up.
That's true. You're right.
Listen, normally we forget about these bits, much like yourself, as soon as we record them. But today, if the youngest member of our show is referred to as anything other than Chaz, I will immediately disconnect the call, and we'll just have to reschedule another time when we're more in the zone.
And by this episode, you mean for the next 5 years.
Well, mm-hmm. Right, for the next 250 episodes, whichever comes first. Okay, Travis, Chaz, are you ready?
Yes.
Roof.
Ever since I was a kid, I was told how well I clean up. Whenever I put on something nice, like a suit or a dress shirt, and style my hair, I get told by people I clean up really well. I always found this offensive. Do I look like a pile of dump before that? Not sure if I should take it as a compliment or an insult. That's from moderately offended in Ohio.
Find better things to get upset about. Next question. That's a new thing in Cycle 2.0. We're going to do 800 questions per episode.
Yeah, we're just going to say that to basically everybody.
There's another side to this situation. My friend Jeremy Dubin dresses nice every day. Like, dress shirt, tie, like a dapper vest every day.
Yeah, you're bragging now.
Well, so when he wears a t-shirt and jeans, everybody grows concerned and is like, are you okay? Is it like, are you feeling sick? Are you not feeling well? So, like, it goes the other way, too, where it's like, oh, I guess you cleaned down really poorly.
Travis has just described my Twilight Zone hell, where me wearing cargo shorts and a Tybee Island, it's 5 o'clock somewhere t-shirt, invites more conversation than I endure on a day-to-day life.
I when I possessed a human man body, I had a very different problem where I would dress like a pile of dump all the time. Except when one of my friends decided to get married and put me out, and I would put on a suit, and I would look like a large, very sophisticated ventriloquist dummy, because there's no suits that fit my body that don't make me look like a sick boy. Now, this is not a problem I have to deal with anymore, fortunately.
Thank goodness.
One of many benefits.
Of dog body.
Of dog body, yeah.
I don't think it's an insult, but it's definitely a commentary. I think that, like, what do you normally wear? Is this their way of saying, like, you normally, like, maybe strive for a higher level like this all the time? Yeah. Or do you think it's just people, like, usually you only see this in movies when someone, like, shaves off a big, ratty beard.
Right, or takes off their glasses. And mm-hmm. Rachel Lee Cook was always under those glasses. She was always under those glasses, and it's your fault for not having imagination. And also, she looked really great with the glasses. What the fuck's wrong with you,
Freddie Prinze Jr.?
Get it together, fuck out, FPJ.
I think that, you know, it's just a pleasantry. They're just acknowledging that you're wearing a clothing that is one like formal notch higher than what you normally wear. They're just like acknowledging it, because otherwise. Think about, like, if you just wore a tux and in your head you're like dun 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 dun, like everybody who wears a tux at any point is singing the James Bond theme song to themselves, and no one noticed it, that would be terrible.
That would be a bummer.
That would be a real bummer. I think they're just like, it's just a pleasant. You're like, hey, I'm noticing you're wearing something.
But it is said in a very diminutive, you clean up real well. It is.
It's like an old-timey pleasant. It's just like a...
Back when, in the old times, when everyone was dicks, right? Yeah. It's time for us to move on. You're 110%. That's what I want now. Normally, you're 100%, I would say. Now, you've added an extra 10 on top of that, because you're wearing a cummerbund.
Have you guys noticed that people of a generation before us, and maybe even, like, two generations before us, technically, like, tend to keep the formality, like, one... to two notches higher constantly. Like,
you
I have
mean in speech or in clothes?
Like, in clothes, I very regularly see, like, old dudes doing yard work in khakis. And they, like, look like they are, like, uncomfortable in the khakis, like, too relaxed. Like, boy, I'm really letting it all hang out. I mean, khakis and a tucked-in polo shirt.
I've been working on this pejorative slang term for people in generations older than mine, and I just want to bounce it off you guys, and then I'm going to take it to the focus group and see what they think about it. But how do you feel about calling people of our daddy or our grandma's generation shirt tuckers? Because they're the only people left that are still, you know, practicing that particular behavior.
I like that, Griffin, because it's got a lot of fun consonant sounds in it.
It's right, like, and it's...
Oh, he's a real shirt tucker, you know what I mean?
There are two reasons. The only reason you would tuck your shirt in is you're really proud of your belt, and you want people to see that. But otherwise,
you're on Mad TV, and you're doing an impression of a shirt tucker, like a shirt tucker character.
Exactly. Right, exactly. Otherwise, it's just your shirt's touching your pubis. At that point, and I don't want to think about it, you're making me think. Every time I see anybody with their shirt tucked in, I just look at them and I go, ugh. Because I think about what's going on in there.
You're basically, it's just basically just a grift to convince people your shirt doesn't have a bottom to it.
Yeah.
And like, we know it does. Like, you're raising the question, does my shirt end? I don't know. You'll never know.
Maybe it's a night shirt. Maybe it goes all the way to my ankle.
Right, that's
another. Am I wearing footies?
It's a onesie, right? It's a button-down onesie.
And I'm going to start asking people, the shirt's tucked in. Hey. Is that a onesie?
Does that go all the way down?
Go all the way down.
What kind of, can I see your leg cuffs?
Take off your pants to prove that's not a onesie, shirt tucker.
Side note, off air, I want to talk to you guys about the possibility of me starting to wear a jumpsuit as like a look.
I don't see why that's a conversation that can't take place on the show, Travis.
Is that a thing I should do? Should we take it to the focus group?
Yes.
Like, I think a jumpsuit with, like, embroidered, like, lightning on it, you know what I mean? And I mean the word lightning, not a picture of lightning.
Or the word lightning made out of lightning. Like,
oh, man, yeah. We got that. We got some.
A little presumptuous, though, that you think that you could come up with your own nickname and the focus group would be down with it because, like, I don't know, if I had my druthers, and yeah, I'm not complaining. I feel like it's going to be really great for the show, but, God, I wish I was a man, boy, human person still.
Well, but, Griffin, when we signed the Rich and Famous contract.
What did you call me? Like,
I'm sorry, Chaz.
There goes the call.
Well, the call's been disconnected.
At this point, I've disconnected the call, so you're probably hearing different things from my brothers. I'm calling him back now.
And we're back.
Okay, we're back. Let's not do that again, guys, because I think it's going to be disorienting. Whatever the listener just heard.
Yeah, are we back? Is everybody still recording?
I don't want the episode.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. How about a Yahoo?
Hit me, yes, Chaz.
This Yahoo was sent in by Ira Ray.
Are you Ira Ray?
Who wants to know? Thank you, Ira Ray. It's by Yahoo Answers user.
In Cycle 2.0, we sing the whole song.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. We don't have the rights for that. Tulip Blushy asks, I need a good intro for a spelling bee speech. I am running a spelling bee, and I would like a catchy intro to start off my speech. Any suggestions?
Mm.
Y'all ready to start spell? No, fuck. It's hard. It is. I see why they came to us with this. Because I thought I was just going to be able to shit one out, but it's tricky.
Yeah. Get on up and spell.
Well, that's not really the start of the speech.
Spell you later.
The more I think about it, if it's these...
Sorry, what is the speech?
It's, you know, how before a spelling bee, somebody gets up there like to get everybody fucking hyped.
Okay, first thing, I think you got to start off saying the word combatants. Like, welcome, combatants.
Combatants, today you find yourselves in the battle dome. And it would have to take place in a battle dome.
Oh, yeah, you got to drop, like, a chain link cage over them.
Yeah, that's the part. Okay, so let me start over.
Okay.
Combatants.
Solid.
Combatants of Lamar Middle School.
Uh-huh.
Thank you all for coming. Parents. Thank you for supporting your children in this endeavor. Just try your hardest out there. And remember, even if you get kicked off, we've got some Capri Sun pouches waiting for you off stage to refresh yourselves. Remember, we're only going to be able to send 3 students to the State B. All that being said, drop the cage! And then the cage would drop. And maybe 1 or 2 students would get caught underneath it, and that's just like that's the rules of the game, baby. Like, you got to keep your wits about you.
Okay, but if you're gonna do that move, I think that Lamar Middle School is gonna have to bring in a ringer, maybe somebody who's won some cage match spelling bees before. You know,
I see.
Maybe he's like 4 or 5 years older than these other kids.
Maybe he's 19 years older.
Yeah, and he's huge, right?
Ripped, and he's bald and like covered in ash, and he's got tattoos made out of blood all over his body.
They just spell out F-U-C-K-Y-O-U.
Right, and his teeth are made of steel, rusted steel. He's got a bolt through his forehead.
I think.
Wait, hold on. Okay, I'm picturing it. Okay.
And he's got sharp bone spurs sticking out of his back. And he's kind of like a wasteland monstrosity. And he wants everybody to know, I'm in charge of this spelling bee.
I think in order to get a weapon, you should have to spell it. Like if you spell K-A-T-A-N-A, like a katana drops from the ceiling.
Oh, that's great.
Wouldn't that be good?
Oh, too late. You've been chewed to death by the wasteland spelling monster.
You've been stabbed to death because, unfortunately, Psy is super easy to spell. It's just three letters. You should have thought of that. You know what? I've been kicking around the idea
Michael,
a long time.
Michael, your word is mercy? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I don't know the meaning of the word. Oh, would you like the definition? Yes, please. That would be great.
Use it in a sentence. No mercy for you. I'm the wasteland killer.
I have long kicked around the idea of, like, wouldn't it be fun to do a My Brother, Me game jam, where for 48 hours people make video games, you know, little games based on ideas, concepts, images, words from My Brother and Me. I've always thought that'd be a good idea. Now I feel like it has to happen so I can fucking play Spelling Bee Battle Dome. Like, this sounds like a really good game.
Sounds like it'd be a really good game. Can I add a twist?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
I love adding twists to things.
That's what Chaz is all about.
Chaz is all about putting lemon wedges in his drinks.
Sackle 2.0 has wetter stunts, bigger challenges, wilder twists.
Here's a wild twist. All of the children have to hold an actual bee. And if they let it go because it stings them, or crush it to death because it stings them, the kid's getting stung. But if the bee is released or destroyed, the child is out of the bee.
Oh, and all of the contestants have to have bee allergies.
Like, well, no, that would be a significant strength, right? Ooh. So Terrence gets up to the mic, right? And he's like, "What's my word?" And the word is Appalachian. And it's like, he's like, "Cool, let me think about it for like 15 minutes." And the other kids are being stung, but fucking Terrence, not allergic, and his dad...
He's just holding his bee by the wing like some sort of Zen master.
His dad, who won the Battle Dome Spelling Bee in 1995, knew what was coming and surgically altered the nerves in his hands, so he can't feel a goddamn thing down there. He'll never know the touch of another person, but he's going to win that bee.
Terrence, it seems your right arm is rotting off from poison, from the toxins of the bee. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, they're super nano bees that have all kinds of nano poisons and stuff.
They're like the size of a medium-sized dove.
You know what I would do? I would be the real hard-ass kid. I would just swallow it instantly. Like, that bee's not going anywhere. And they're like, but the bee's probably dead now. And it's like, you'll have to cut me open to find out.
That
and
sounds...
they get cut open by the wasteland monster.
Mm-hmm. Well, no. He's a pacifist. He's just really good at spelling.
And he's super allergic to bees. That's his one weakness.
It's an intimidation game. He's just trying to make the kids mess up at spelling.
Right.
He's like a haunted house. Like, listen, the wasteland monster cannot touch you, and you cannot touch the wasteland monster.
Because if you do, oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
It's bad.
We are not responsible for your safety.
So I think if you just get up and that's the intro.
So, word for word, everything we just said.
Spell real good. Watch the cage. Don't touch the wasteland monster. Oh, my God. That last part's the most important part.
I cannot stress this enough.
If the cage falls on you, you might be okay. If you touch the wasteland monster, that's it.
Just remember, if the cage falls on you, that's merciful in Spelling Bee Battle.
That'll be quick.
Like, that's a good way to go.
And if it goes past the two-hour time limit, we electrify the cage. So,
for sure.
We got to, because we have to be out of the gymnasium by 3.
Yeah, they're having a PTA
meeting.
We've
got a basketball game in here tonight. Yeah. And we have to put the mats down. Like, you guys, we got to be out of here by 3. Also, the wasteland monster has a night shift at the 7-Eleven he's got to get to.
Also, if you get one of your arms lopped off, go ahead and tap out, because you're not going to be able to enjoy that Capri Sun if you lose both of your arms.
That's true.
Right, you need one to apply pressure to the pouch and the other to apply the straw.
Exactly.
What do we got planned for our listeners?
What?
For a very wet stunt.
For our first super wet stunt?
Yeah.
Okay, for our first super wet stunt.
I got a cup of water here. I can pour it on my dog penis.
Who doesn't love that?
I could get really crazy and sexual with this Powerade bottle.
Well, that's what they're paying for.
Okay, right here's the first stunt. It's a crowd participation stunt, okay? Right now, right this second, grab the nearest cup, fill it with the nearest liquid, take a picture of yourself drinking it, and tweet it to MBMBAM.
Well, no, because it could
and
be...
And we'll retweet them. And then it's just like, that's like the first stunt. It's like a big prank.
And you get okay. bonus points if it's Powerade.
Yeah. Well, if the Powerade label is prominent, that would be that
Let's
would
just
be
edit
excellent.
It. Edit this. Here we go. Here's your first stunt. Go buy and drink some Powerade. They're going to love that. Don't drink the first liquid that's close to you, because if you're doing laundry right now, you're dead. And that's on us.
Yeah, I just want tweet Powerade. A picture of yourself drinking Powerade. Use the MBMAM hashtag so we know.
And the hashtag Powerade hashtag.
hashtag the thirst annihilator.
Hashtag Power Boys, which is the special. It's how they track like our efficacy. Power Boys with 3 Z's, and each one of those that happens, we get like $15. So
yeah,
I met Jackie Chan. He's super awesome. My brother was doing a commercial in Hong Kong when he was like 5, and he was the most stubborn child you can imagine. However, Jackie Chan won him over every day by bringing him a little toy. Do not worry. Jackie Chan is just as cool and kind-hearted as you imagine him being, Tim. Not a question, Tim, but I certainly do appreciate
Holy
your
shit.
Email.
Can you every... Okay, Jackie Chan won him over every day. That means multiple days. Jackie Chan... fucking stopped by KB Kids toy store and was like, gotta get something for Jeremy. That's what to Jackie Chan sounds
Chan's
like.
What? You nailed it.
What do you think Jeremy would like? Maybe a super soaker. And then by the end of the week, 7 super soakers, all signed by Jackie Chan, which makes them more powerful.
Did the kid have blank slate disease that like he forgot that the day before Jackie Chan had won him over? Or was he just like, what you got today, Chan? What are you going to bring today?
Did Jackie Chan have blank slate disease? I have got to win over this little kid. He's a tough nut to crack.
Wait, man, you already got 6 super soakers. And I signed them all of them? Wait a minute.
What a goose I am. Anyway, here's a backflip. Do you guys remember that time in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't. After I said that, I feel like we've probably told that story on the show before.
Probably.
So, anyway, we saw a guy in the streets of Philadelphia who came up to our family and said, I do something the whole family can enjoy. Backflips.
And we were down.
And he was right. I did enjoy it very much.
It was awesome.
I want you at home, if you're listening to this in your car or your office, I want you to take a second. Think about the relationships in your life. Jackie Chan, every day, bought a toy to win over... just some kid that he was shooting a commercial with. Are you bringing that level? Are you bringing Jackie Chan levels of consideration and intensity to the relationships that really matter to you in your day-to-day life? Don't let yourself be outpaced by Jackie Chan.
Well, but you don't have a choice because I imagine he's very fast.
He's laps ahead of you at this point, but you can try to catch up. JCD, that is not different. Whoa.
Hold on. I mean, I think it was just WWJD. I don't think they were that formal with
it. But still, I mean, either way, no matter which way you slice it.
Jackie Chan is Jesus.
Well, I'm not saying that.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
I am. You know what? I am. I'm ready to finally go out on a limb and just be honest here and
say. So would you extend this to everybody? Is that like saying, oh, this is my friend, American roots rocker, Jesus Christ Mellencamp? Is that what you're saying?
This is my friend, JC Chazet, who is also Jackie Chan.
A good friend and classmate just started a new campus job as Brandon Brassiter. Sorry, that was a hard word to say.
Brandon Brassiter.
Brandon Brassiter. My good friend and classmate just started a new campus job as a brand ambassador for a local company. We all went to the info session, but she's the only one who got super excited about it. Now, all she ever talks about is this company and this job, and she blows off school and friends for it constantly. How can I delicately tell her that she's driving everybody fucking crazy? This is from Board of Brands in Boise, and the fact that you did not tell us the
what
brand.
What the fuck? Yeah. Or what a brand ambassador
DQ'd
is.
This emailed.
It's DQ. It's Dairy Queen. Hottie eats cool treats. That's this person's steez.
I mean, if the brand is Powerade, I get it. They're a wonderful company. Yeah. They treat their workers with respect, I'm told. I think a brand ambassador is like the person that, like, you know, is wearing like an embroidered, you know, like a polo shirt, and they come up and they're like, hey, can I tell you about AT&T? Or like, hey, would you guys like to try some of this Jamba Juice or whatever? And like, they just kind of walk around and like, bring the marketing to you, right?
Do they legally have to like identify themselves, or is it just like you're sitting next to somebody on the train and like, Jamba Juice, heard of it? Catch the wave.
Oh, are you saying like maybe it's an undercover where what they do is they do like buzz marketing where they go into like a bar and they're like, I've heard really good things about Sierra Nevada, right?
Yeah, I wanted to try
that for a while.
If that's the what's going on, then I have been a brand ambassador for Gold Bond dryness powder since I was born. Well, not since I was
born. Listen,
but
this conversation's going great. Want to hear more about how much you miss your Aunt Terry? But I have got to take a GB break. Excuse me, everybody. And
you tried this stuff, and it is out of this world.
Stand up at the table and unzip your fly.
Hey, where's your shitter? I need to go puff. What are you talking about? I scoot it over a toilet seat, and I do a puff so it makes it look like a genie's coming out.
You want to give her a try? Take her for a test spin.
I've got a special. Here, listen. I've got a reusable applicator that I can just pop on there for you. Just make sure that you wash it off in the sink. Don't get any water in the powder because it'll compromise it.
My Gold Bond medicated powder has two trays that you can open. One's a big one, and it says for me, and then there's a little one that says for them. And it's like for guests. It's like guest Gold Bond medicated powder. And the bartender just stares at you. He's like, oh my God, a talking dog.
Yeah.
I don't believe it. This night has gotten pretty rough. And then you're like, good one.
Solid. Got it. Yeah, I guess maybe an email.
Maybe some kind of well-worded note.
Yeah, this doesn't seem like a mouth conversation to me.
No, because what if she's deep into this brand? What if it's like...
We have to pick a brand, because this conversation is too confusing.
Okay, pick a brand.
Emerald Nuts. Emerald Nuts?
Emerald okay. Nuts, right?
Oh, that seems likely.
She's nuts about nuts, right? She's losing it. I think you got to go to her. But if you're like, hey, you need to fucking cut it out with all the Emerald Nuts shit. Like, we're over it. And she's like, but have you guys tried it yet? And I think it's just a circuitous, maddening cycle. But instead, you leave like an anonymous note that's like, we've heard enough about the nuts. Fucking drop it. And then I think you got some traction. Maybe threaten her, blackmail her.
Could you start wearing like paraphernalia from a competing brand? So you show up in a Diamond Nuts t-shirt, and then she looks at you and she's like, well, I was about to tell you about Emerald Nuts, but apparently you...
Sorry, I'm affiliated.
I gave it the office. I already have my nut brand. I'm dyed in the wool. Diamond for life.
Is there really a brand called Diamond Nuts, and also there's one called Emerald Nuts?
No, I
think you're having a dream right now, but you're awake.
No, Diamond of California. They're the ones that have like the little packages of nuts that you find in the cooking section.
And then Emerald rolled up. Like, what's a good name for our company? How about Diamond Nuts? No, they already did that one.
Who got there first?
Planters was the OG, but...
Well, I mean, that's not a stone, though.
Well, George Washington Carver probably had his own brand. When he first popped one of those bad boys in his mouth, was like, here we go.
He called them Ruby Nuts.
These are my ruby nuts. I can't believe I'm the first person to nosh on these nuts. These are amazing. I'm George Washington Carver. I invented eating a peanut.
Everyone assumed they were poisonous until this point.
And also, the stoplight. Fuck all y'all. Should we go to the money zone? I mean, this whole fucking show is the money zone now. So
yeah, it's just the brand heavy cycle 2.0.
Let's take a Powerade break, or we don't talk about Powerade for a minute.
Yeah, that's what we mean by Powerade break.
A power pause.
But just know that we're still thinking about it.
Yeah, well, we're still going to be thinking about it. Then we're going to do a water
stuff. We're still going to be sipping it in the background.
Yeah.
If you need something to... What's the reverse of wash down? Dry up? If you need something to dry up before you wash down with Powerade, make sure you reach for Nature Box Snacks. This is a snack subscription service with wholesome stuff you can feel good about. No colors, no sweeteners, no trans fats, no high fructose corn syrup. Trust me, you're getting plenty of all those from Powerade. They have some new snacks to tell you about. I am going to add these to my list right away because they sound amazing. Mini Belgian waffles.
God damn.
Strawberry lemonade fruit stars and sweet and salty nut medley.
Oh my God. The first movement of the sweet and salty nut medley will bring a tear to your eye.
Spring. I think it's called Spring.
I think it's called Interpose. Spring.
If you want to try NatureBox, and you should, if you haven't, you should go to naturebox.com/mybrother. You can get a free trial of some of their favorite snacks. If you have not done this yet, what do you wait? It's free. Like, just go get the free snacks.
Maybe they were awaiting the arrival of mini Belgian waffles. I don't know if those are going to be in the trial box.
Impossible
I can't make any
say.
Promises. It is impossible to say, but maybe, I don't know. Maybe they were just waiting for something to make their mouth water. And the very idea of there being little Belgian waffles that don't have any fructose in them is enough.
Look all through them. Tear them apart. Look in every inch of them. You won't find a single bit of fructose in there.
That address again is naturebox.com/mybrother. Go get some of those free snacks.
Now, in Powerade's Electric Lightning Blue Fructose Stew, you're going to find a shit gaggle of fructose. Holy shit.
It's like 98% fructose, 2% blue food coloring.
I also want to tell you about Harry's.com, our other sponsor this week. Harry's is going to offer you a better shave. You may think you like shaving now. If you're not a Harry's customer, you don't have any fucking idea what you're talking about. Harry's razors give you a high-quality shave that's better for your face, but also your wallet. You can get a starter set for $15 that includes a razor, foaming shave gel, or shave cream. I recommend the shave cream personally. That's just me. And 3 razor blades plus free shipping for $15.
What?
Yeah,
that's
I know.
So good.
And what if I were to tell you I only have $10? That's all the money I have in this world.
Good news, Chaz. If you go to Harry's.com, you can get $5 off the starter set with code MYBROTHER. That's all one word. You should.
I was going to say it's good for men and women. My former wife, now George Lopez's girlfriend, loves it. So, like, you should try it out.
I'm done. I'm tired of fishing my razor blades out of Powerade's Laser Blast Razor Slash, which is a red drink that is like drinking a child's volcano science fair project. Mm-hmm. But with razors inside of it. I'm going to switch to this new service today.
Harry's.com. Get $5 off the starter set with code MYBROTHER. That's all one word. Start shaving better today.
I also think, just Harry's, if you're listening, maybe there's something there where you can do, like, start shaving and start saving or something like that. I don't know. We'll
like
workshop
that.
It.
We'll figure it out for you. Don't worry. That's one of the services we offer here.
I have a message blast for Jonathan and Colleen, the Northwest Embassy Ambassadors. Official titles. These people are apparently the presidents of the Northwest. The message is from Kristen and the Salais. This one's really tripping me up. These dog eyes in mine just can't read. The message is, here it comes. Lashley birthday haiku. Your birthdays have come. Your 20s almost over. Glad we can share them. Is that our first haiku? Is that our first?
Lovely.
There's no what is it? There's no season words in here. If you're gonna do a haiku, I would have wanted a spring season word, a supple. Throw that in there, maybe. A brook. Put that in there, and then it would have been a proper. But I see you've chosen not to do this haiku in the Japanese style, and I get it. I get it. It's fine. You're trying something new. This is sort of a transcontinental fusion, and I'm into it. I'm really into transcontinental fusion right now. Anyway, happy birthday, Jonathan and Colleen.
Congratulations.
Do we have another one?
No.
But we do.
We do. Oh, man.
I it's over here behind the couch, Justin. I was saving it for you.
Fantastic.
This is a message for Kate from Christian. And Christian says, happy 2-year anniversary. Although we can't go on the Amazing Race, I'm still excited to travel the world with you and have even more incredible adventures together. We make a great team. Thank you for your support and all the effort you put into making this long-distance thing work. Also, I will beat you at Dominion someday. Love, Christian.
How sweet. This is a sweet message. Dominion's a hard game to pick up.
Is it a game?
Yeah, it's a board game. Speaking of games, should we talk about The Amazing Race just real quick for like 15 minutes?
Sure, go ahead.
I've never watched an episode, but go for it.
Here's what's up this season. They took 6 teams, all dating couples or married, all couples pre-existing. Other 6 teams, they done matched them up. They said, you're in love now, and you're going to travel the world, and you're going to compete in wacky, wet stunts and challenges, and it's going to be amazing, and all of you are going to fall in love, and at every pit stop, Phil's like, so, did y'all fall in love yet? And they're still like, no, stop asking. How much of a bummer is that? Where you just had to like stack up a bunch of watermelons, and it took you 6 hours, and you're really sweaty and really fucking frustrated, but when you get to the pit stop, you barely eked it out. Skin in your teeth, made it to the pit stop, and Phil's like, so, did you two kiss? No, we haven't kissed. We've been busy. We had to solve a goddamn word search the size of a city for you. You twisted fuck.
Somebody send this to Amazing Race,
and please let me be on the Amazing Race. Holy shit, I'll do anything. I don't care
who
you.
Can we do a 3-man team on the Amazing Race? Is that fair? Is that allowed? Is that in the rules?
We would not make it out of the parking lot.
They did one season.
Not the worst. Did you guys hear they canceled the Amazing Race because those 3 guys got killed? Here's the weird thing. They were on their way to set to shoot the first episode. They're probably the worst. One tried to grab the wheel from the other one, and then the third one made a fart noise, and they all laughed so hard because they thought it was so fucking funny. And then one of them said boners, and that really sent them in stitches. And then they drove into a ravine.
But they were dead before they even crashed.
That's the
probably
weird
from
thing.
Laughing
they were
too
dead
hard.
Before
it was
they crashed.
Crazy.
They were all eating, like they were all sharing a churro, and there might have been some like cinnamon dust go down their throats, and they choked to death on it.
Here's the other thing about their car was littered with Powerade containers. Here's the weirdest thing. They let the youngest one drive, and he's a dog. That's our hook. We pretend Griffin. That's me.
I'm Cameron Esposito.
I'm Rhea Butcher.
I am Ricky Carmona.
And we are the cast members. What I don't know, podcastiness of Wham Bam Pow. That's an action and sci-fi movie podcast you can find on MaximumFun.org or on iTunes. And what do? News, reviews, and things you can use.
Tons of things you can use.
We break it down so it can forever be broken.
Hilarious jokes. Plus, sometimes there's a dog in the studio.
Sometimes there's a dog here.
We'll see you in your earbuds.
Do you guys want a Yahoo?
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
This Yahoo is sent in by Tom Harriman. Thank you, Tom. It's by Yahoo Answers user. Oh, my God. Something's gone wrong. Rushus Primstein asks, what is your favorite wizard swear?
Ooh.
What is your favorite wizard swear?
What is there any context to the question, Griffin?
Of course not.
Oh, I think I really like fuck.
Oh, fuck, my spell fucked up.
My fucking wand is broken.
Oh, my fucking wand again. Where's my fucking cauldron?
Fucking Snape's right in my ass.
Fucking Snape's on my dick. God. Merlin's beard. Fuck. It's hot in here.
Why do you all have to wear these fucking robes?
Merlin's fucking beard.
Fucking hate this whole castle. Hey, Jimmy, can you fucking stop extinguishing the lights with your fucking smell? It sucks.
We're in a castle. It's fucking dark. It's drafty as shit.
It's fucking dark all the time.
Come on.
Oh, fucking dragon farts.
Get your fucking rat out of my bedroom.
Zippity zappity fuckity doo.
Why are wands so fucking thin? I break them every week. I hate this fucking job.
No, I don't want a fucking butterbeer. Can I just get a Miller High Life? Fuck. Jesus Christ. No, the candy's alive. I bought a fucking chocolate frog.
I bought a frog.
It's in the window.
It's inside me moving the fuck around.
All the pictures fucking move. It's creeping me the fuck out.
Yeah, you tried.
I just want to go home.
I ate a jelly bean and it was period. I'm fucking out of Wizard Town. I'm a guy now and I work at Sitgo.
You have tried 7 fucking times to levitate yourself. Just get a fucking ladder and go up there and get the soda.
It's Wingardium fucking Leviosa, all right? How many fucking times do I...
Muggle fucker.
How do you... What do you fucking mean we don't even have ladders? I hate this fucking castle. Buy a ladder that costs $15 fucking. Generate one out of pure wishes or whatever the fuck you idiots do.
This ladder goes in 6 direct. I want up.
Why the fuck would I want that? The staircases move. Well, that's poor fucking planning, isn't it? I could get on a staircase to somewhere and end up fucking somewhere else. What do you mean there's a giant dog upstairs guarding a fucking, like, trap door? I'm just trying to find the bathroom. I hate this place.
I don't want an owl fucking next to my bed all night long.
The he shit all over my nightstand. Are you going to clean this up?
He just fucking stares at me.
There's a fucking wizarding war going on? I'm going to go get my fucking GED. This is ridiculous.
Quick question. Nobody mentions this to my fucking parents. When you put me on a train and ship me off here, this is a fucking everyday my life would be under threat. I don't know magic.
I'm just trying to learn some fucking potions.
I don't know magic. How about for the first 3 years, you give me a gun? How about you give me a fucking gun so I can shoot the bad wizards when they're not looking? How about that? Because apparently you cannot protect me. Half the people at this fucking school are evil, and you don't know it.
What's that? You guys don't play football either?
How am I supposed to ball 24/7 on the Quidditch court? Fuck.
Oh, everything here wants to kill me. There's like giant plants that want to kill me, and like if I fall off my fucking broomstick, I'm dead. And people are fucking cursing me. Okay, great. In high school, I might get bullied. Hate this place.
Hate this fucking school.
More like dog narts.
Nailed it.
Oh, solid.
I have a question here. I work in a cafe where customers frequently linger 30 to 40 minutes after we've closed. I frequently find myself sweeping and mopping around them while they point at... I thought that said moping at first. And that
well,
would also
but also yes.
And also that. I find myself sweeping and mopping around them. Well, they plainly ignored me and keep chatting. My boss does not allow us to directly tell them to leave. What are some good passive-aggressive ways to give them the boot? And that's from I Just Want to Fucking Go Home. P.S. The song Closing Time is not on our storage playlist.
That was literally on the tip of my tongue.
Shit. Here's what you do.
Closing Time. Do just an acoustic cover right there on the spot.
An acoustic cover. You walk right up to him. You say, hey, guys. Where are the cool parties this weekend? And then just keep asking them about cool parties this weekend until they decide to leave. Because that
what
no
do you guys watch on a Hulu? Huh?
Hey, have you guys watched anything on Hulu lately?
Tell me about what you're watching. What are you watching? Huh? You checked out that Gallivant? That's a good one.
Hey, have you guys seen Arrow?
Hey, who wants to talk about Arrow?
Go up to them and just keep at. Like, you get to introduce it like this. Hey, guys, we're starting to close up. Just wondering if you needed anything, right? And then you're going to ask them if they need anything, like, once every minute. Just keep walking by going, you guys still good? Do you need anything? Okay, great.
The real answer is just unplug the router. right? Mm-hmm. 10 p.m. rolls around, unplug the fucking router, and they turn into ash and blow out the front door. Whoosh, there they go.
You could say at 10:01, put up a sign that says at 10:01, I will be loudly reciting some of my favorite bits from the Big Bang Theory in the middle of the room. And then 10:01 rolls around, you go out the first time and just like, hey, everybody, bazinga, it's great to see you.
And then Sheldon's
like...
And here's what you have to know about it. They live together, they're roommate. Have you guys seen the show? Okay, so imagine it's two kind of awkward dudes, right? Okay.
I like math. I prefer science. Bazinga, 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 and bazinga to you.
Are you wearing a flash?
Have you heard the good news?
Are you wearing a flash costume? Yes, I do it every episode.
If only I could math love. if only love was something I could calculate with my science calculator. Bazingo.
Bazingo, my brother.
Where did you find the DVD for poorly translated Big Bang Theory?
And Bazingo is the plural of Bazinga.
Everybody knows that.
I'm sorry. It is a murder of Bazinga.
I wish.
Oh, God, if only.
If only.
Shonda Rhimes wrote that episode.
Shonda Rhimes wrote the bomb episode of Big Bang Theory. Just kidding. They're all bombs. Y'all want a Yahoo?
Yeah. Drop the bomb, Chaz.
This Yadru was sent in by Level 9000 Yadru Shaman Drew Davenport. Thank you, Drew. It's by Yadru Answers user Blaze, who asks, my name is Blaze Propes. I'm 15 and a male. I wanted to know if anyone knew of a better, more professional name for Blaze. I've gone through my entire life with people asking me, what's wrong with my parents? Or are your parents potheads? Or do you smoke weed? Of course I smoke weed. I mean, my name is fucking Blaze, LMAO.
What?
Blaze, I literally don't understand the question.
He's looking for a better, he's more trying professional to name. He's rebranding. Maybe Blaz? I don't... No, that's nothing.
How about Blase?
That doesn't seem professional, though, does it? It seems like you're not going to take this job very seriously.
Yeah, it definitely seems like he doesn't care. So, he's 15, and he's looking for a more professional, like nom de plume, I guess.
I think he's looking for a mutated version of his name. Kind of like how, like, Charles can turn into Chuck, even though those only have, like, two goddamn letters in common. I'm looking for Bill...
He could go by Blade.
Well, I don't think that's going to be much better.
Nobody's going to ask if your parents smoke weed if your name's Blade. They might ask if you kill vampires. And then yeah, of course I kill vampires. My name's Blade. L-L-M-O. Whatever he said.
L-L-F-O. That's right, Travis. What if he said, my name is Blazer? And then that seems more powerful to me. And it's like an active verb, you know?
Yeah, and that could mean... Like, he is one who blazes. Or,
but also, I'm wearing
a professional-looking sport jacket.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. My name is Blazer. This is my dog, Necktie. I brought him into this job interview. I'm 15 years old. What's that? I can't work yet. Ah, shit.
What's that? I need to leave? Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
No matter what, if doing a comedy podcast has taught me anything, no matter what your last name is, people will find a way to tie it to weed. Look at poor Humphrey Bogart. He thought he could make it through life that way, but nope, every single time. Hi, I'm Humphrey Bogart. Well, make sure you pass it when I'm around.
Or look at those poor Doobie Brothers.
Look at the poor Doobie Brothers.
Can I just say, I do not think that's a problem that Humphrey Bogart suffers from today.
Well, not anymore, but can you imagine how bad of a weed sharer you have to be for people to name the act of not sharing weed after you?
Well, Humphrey Bogart was notoriously bad at sharing.
Apparently, just weed, though. Anything else, he'd give you the shirt off his back, unless he had some weed in the pocket of his shirt, in which case he would keep it on and smoke all of it in front of you.
Is there an opposite of Bogart, which means somebody that is constantly giving out free weed? And if not, I would like to nominate my old roommate, Eric.
Wait, so you would say, like, thank you for Eric-ing that weed?
Doesn't roll off the tongue, really.
Bro, you really Eric'd me.
Wait, but that's a good thing.
It doesn't, I know. It's a celebration. I'm saying, I'm...
What if they for? Okay, okay. Maybe ericking is you force them to.
Hey, no, 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 no.
You ericked me. I got a drug test tomorrow.
No, Eric would never do that. He would just. It was always there if you needed it. I'm not saying it sounds the best. I'm saying we could definitely find better words for it. But this, I mean, the shoe fits.
What about Brogart?
Well, that might get confusing when someone has to. I'm sorry. Did you say I was Bogarting it or Brogarting?
Brogarting it. I think you could figure that out from context clues.
Look in your heart.
What do you think? How do you feel you're doing? We should share it with you. Hey, thanks everybody for listening to our comedy podcast, My Brother, and Me. Right now, before we do any of our other, horseshit. We want to remind you that we're going to be coming to the Pacific Northwest, and we want to see you there. We're doing a show in Portland. That's sold out. But if you're near Portland, you can come to our show in Seattle, which is just a short drive away. We're making the drive. I don't see why you can't. That's bit.ly/MBMBAM Seattle. We're also going to the night after that, which will be August 30th. The 29th on Saturday is Seattle. That's actually the Saturday night of PAX Prime, if you're going to be around for that, you should come to our show. And also the night after that, August 30th, we're going to be in Vancouver. That's bit.ly/vanmbmbam to buy
tickets. It's our first international show. It's going to get crazy. We're going to exchange money. We're going to show our passports. It's going to be wild.
My baby's never left the nation before, so it'll be our first time in a foreign land.
Hopefully they let her.
Yeah.
The focus group is like, y'all got to get out of America and test the international waters out there. And I said, okay, but it has to be walking distance back to America.
One thing that I would say is the seating for the Seattle and Vancouver shows are reserved seating. But right now, if you act fast, you can reserve a box at the Vancouver show. How cool would you be if you had like a formal box? And listen, if you're in a box, I'm going to be playing to the boxes. You don't need to worry about that. You're going to be my dog pound. I'm going to be a lot of material just for the boxes.
A lot of three-pointers.
We'll wear hats with stuff on top of the hats that only you'll be able to see.
A lot of deep buckets.
Trainers.
I want to just take a second to thank NatureBox one more again. Because at NatureBox, you can order hundreds of great-tasting, healthy snacks. Go to naturebox.com/mybrother, and you'll be able to sign up for a free sampler box of great-tasting, healthy snacks. Also want to thank John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song, It's a Departure, off the album Putting the Days to Bed. Super good album. Perfect album for summertime fun. If you're going out on a boat, on a body of water, you're going to need this album to go out with you.
Also, you should take a chance and go listen to all the other amazing podcasts on MaximumFun.org, including The Adventure Zone, where we play Dungeons & Dragons with our dad, Bunker Buddies, where me and my buddy Andy talk about surviving the apocalypse in a funny way, and Sawbones, with Justin and Sydney talking about weird medical history stuff. It's really, really good. I'm also launching a new show this week with me and my friend Brent, who is Brentofloss. And we're going to talk about like internet trends and stuff. You can follow it at Trends Like These on Twitter and look for all the announcements and shit.
There are also other shows on Maximum Fun that we don't do that are really, really terrific, like The Flophouse and Judge John Hodgman.
I've been listening so much Flophouse lately.
So good. There's also One Bad Mother. There's Jordan Jesse Go. There's so many amazing shows. And you can find them all at MaximumFun.org.
Listen, if you have noticed that you're feeling a little run down in your game, I want you to reach for a Powerade. The Ion 4 Advanced Electrolyte System is going to help you replenish 4 electrolytes lost in sweat. It's formulated with a 6% carbohydrate solution to help provide energy to working muscles and vitamins B3, B6, B12. Powerade. Try Mountain Berry Blast. Mountain Berry Blast drops, and Powerade Zero if you're trying to cut back on your calories. Powerade is juice for sports.
Now, Mountain Berry Blast drops actually comes in a small eyedropper bottle. It don't worry, it's over the counter, but you actually put them into your eyes.
Right,
and
your eyes.
They give you sight strength, and
it's,
you can.
It's the most extreme way to see.
Like, yeah, you're gonna be able to see through. You're just going to be able to see through shit, and it'll hurt a lot.
So much. You'll be able to see through the bullshit. That's what you'll be able to see through. and also walls and people and stuff.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram. We're at Powerade. In case you're kind of curious what sorts of pictures a sentient sports drink would post on Instagram, you can find out. Don't worry about it.
Oh, also, we should have warned you that if you have a heart condition or are pregnant or nursing, don't listen to our show ever again. From now on, yeah. For this cycle.
The stunts are too wet.
The stunts are a little too wet, and God damn it, we should have said something at the front mm-hmm. end of the episode, because we just mm-hmm. like, man, we just like broke some bones. We just shattered some pelvises with these goddamn comedy stunts.
Sorry about all the wet stunts.
The water sports. Here comes the final Yahoo.
Chaz, do you got a final Yahoo?
Yeah, I do. This one was sent in by Brian Root. Thank you, Brian. It's by an anonymous Yahoo mystery user who says, "What is a Will Smith?"
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Chaz McElroy.
This has been my brother, and me. Kiss your dad square on the lips. Again.
Why would that be any better than
It's because it's the new one. Because we're back, baby.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture. Artist owned.
Listener supported.
I'm Jesse Thorne.
I'm Jordan Morris.
The federal government has millions of dollars in programs and opportunities that you need to seize today.
You're a taxpayer, right? Well, then you've got it coming.
Thanks to Uncle Sam, you can get grant programs for veterans.
Postage stamps that'll ensure your mail gets there in a timely fashion.
Fruit for you and your family.
Child care for your children that turns them into super soldiers.
Get $1 million to open your own lake.
Useful power tools that are easy on your soft, delicate hands.
Your own personal radioactive brick.
More sexual attention from everyone at the used bookstore.
Greyhound tickets.
Soft, gentle kisses from TV's John Goodman.
A real narwhal.
Athletic socks filled with stew.
A valuable pamphlet on millet.
Your father's approval.
Don't wait. Right now.
For all of this and more, drop us a line.
Jordan Jesse Go, 123 iTunes Street, or wherever you download podcasts.